People who come along to my investment seminars are often surprised to see that my main focus in teaching investment strategies is not actually how to make profit. One of the main elements, one of the main focuses I have in conducting my seminars is actually talking about how to manage risk. I'm more interested and more fascinated with how we manage risk and keep losses small than I am about making profits. Because in my opinion, quite simply, if you can reduce and then eventually eliminate risk, then all that's left is profit. By focusing on profit, we tend to engage emotions of making profits or making losses, which then tend to make us either very excited or very upset, which then leads to this roller coaster of emotions, which then leads to upset and hence eventually pulling out of the investment strategy altogether. So in my experience, it's far better to focus on managing risk. Now, one of the simplest and most efficient and effective keys to success in any investment strategy is to keep your losses small and let your profits run. Now, I know that sounds blatantly obvious, but in fact, most people don't do that. Most people who invest in the marketplace, be it again property or options or stock, as soon as they make a profit, 10 or 20 or 30% profit, they say, oh, quick, take it. And they want to take that profit and spend it. But as soon as they make a 20% loss, they say, ooh, it'll be okay, it'll come back. And so they hold on. Then it gets to a 40% loss, and I say, oh, I don't want to take a 40% loss, that hurts. Then it gets to a 60% loss, and I say, oh, I can't possibly take 60% loss. Next thing you know, it gets up to 80%, and well, they say to themselves, well, what's the point in selling now? I've lost pretty much everything anyway, might as well hold on and see what happens. And then it gets to 100% loss, and they say to themselves, ooh, we won't talk about that one, just forget about that one. This happened. You can put your hand up if that's ever happened to you before. I'm sure it has. It's happened to everybody. Now, the key to making money in the market is, in fact, not making more profits. It's, in fact, making smaller losses. Think about it this way. Let's say you had two $2,000 parcels. So you had $4,000 in total, and you split that into two parcels of $2,000. And you're going to put one of those parcels onto an option trade at one time. So you take your first $2,000 parcel, and you buy some options with it. Right? And let's say you make a 5% loss. How much profit do you have to make on the other trade you do with the other $2,000 to break even overall? Well, the answer is simple. It's 5%. You have to make a 5% profit on the second trade in order to offset the loss on the first trade. Let's say you now make a 20% loss on the first trade. How much profit do you have to make on the second trade just to break even overall? Well, again, it's 20%, isn't it? You have to make a 20% profit just to break even overall. What if you made a 50% loss on your first trade? You'd now have to make a 50% profit just to break even. And imagine if you made a 100% loss on the first trade, you'd now have to make a 100% profit on the second trade just to break even overall. Now, doesn't that suck? Right? Now you're making 100% returns and you're only breaking even overall. I mean, how demoralizing is that to make 100% return and still not make any money? Right? So the key to making money, one of the keys to making money in any investment strategy is to, of course, keep your losses small. If you can make sure your losses are no more than 5 or 10 or 15% or something around that, then you only have to make a 5 or 10 or 15% profit in order to break even overall. And then if you happen to make more profit than that, then that's actually your profit. But when it comes to trading, particularly in the stock and options market, when it comes to making money trading, it's not about making profits all the time. Nobody makes profits all the time. Right? And nobody should go into the markets thinking that they're always going to make a profit. Right? The reality is you are going to make a loss. Everybody in the stock and options markets makes a loss. It's the people who can manage the losses and keeps the losses small that make money long term. They're the ones who stay in the game longer and hence learn from their experiences and become better investors and traders and hence overall improve and hence make money down the track. And so if you can learn to keep your losses small and let your profits run, then and you keep trading over and over and over again, then overall you should make money because you simply in time make more money than you lose. It's a very simple, very effective strategy. It is challenging to put into practice. Because it is emotionally difficult. So when you make a loss, to then turn around and try to, cut that loss. Because you have to say to yourself, okay, I made a mistake, didn't go the way I was going to go, I'm going to get out of it. Most people have difficulty coming to that conclusion. Most people would rather hold on and pray that it comes back so they don't have to actually accept the fact they made a loss. But, you know, and most people have ever had this experience, right? So your first loss is usually your best loss. It's far better to usually take your loss when it hits your exit strategy and get out and accept the loss and move on to a new trade than it is to try to hold on. Obviously, if you're making a loss, the trade's not going the direction you thought it was going to go, you're far better off cutting that loss as quickly as possible to minimize the loss. Hence, you only have to make a smaller profit on your next trade to break even overall. If you let your losses get too big, you've got to make really big profits just to break even. And that's not much fun. So the key is, money management is more important than timing. It's more important to manage your money well in the market than it is to identify the best time to be getting in. All right? So overall, learn to manage your risk by keeping your losses small and letting your profits run.